Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. From the studio to the gallery, this fall, Radio Gallery is in the field. This Radio Gallery series brings you the voices of Minnesota artists from their own spaces, where they live, work, or make their livelihood. Today we hear from Lynn Speaker, a spectacular artist and leader in the Minnesota art world. She is not only a fine artist with her own style, working with gunpowder. Yes, gunpowder. She is also the director of the Warm Mentor Program, connecting emerging artists with established arts mentors. She spoke with us in her serene and beautiful studio in Minneapolis.
My name is Lynn Speaker, and my medium is gunpowder.
It is the most unusual medium I think I've ever seen. How did you start with gunpowder?
My background is primarily in drawing, and I've always been interested in the process of making my own charcoal and other drawing materials. And then I began experimenting with other ways to make a mark and find a mark that interested me. And so I began working with fire and matches and fireworks. And then from the fireworks, I thought about drawing with the gunpowder, and that's how I came to this. So I actually use loose gunpowder and layer the materials and ignite it, and it's the burn that sets the image.
So no guns?
No guns, no, just a lot of fire.
So the images are all kind of natural world. I even see one is labeled North Shore.
It is indeed, yes.
And you put the actual natural pieces, so plant material, etc.
Right, I use the organic material and I layer it with the gunpowder, and then I ignite the gunpowder, and then that sets the image, and I'll go back and reburn depending what I'm trying to get it to do, but being fire, it's going to do its own thing too. So I like the idea that it's, you know, I can set it up the burn, but I can't control what's going to happen. So
it's a lot of layer of organic.
It is, yes. You have many elements involved, yes.
How did you find Masonite as the background that works?
I experimented as I began playing with fire, try to find things that could withhold the burn process. And so I had used Masonite gesso as a drawing surface. And so I thought, well, that should hold up. And so that led me to working on the panels. But I've also found a Japanese paper that can withhold the burn. And so that's what I'm working on now, is doing some pieces with paper. I love the idea that, you know, paper that can handle this burn.
What does it mean to have all these people traipse through your studios?
It's, you know, we prepare for many months for this event. We organize the space out in our atrium for the event. And, you know, it's really fun to just hear people's comments, and you have some really good conversations. And, you know, it's just kind of fun to open up. It's a very private space for me, my studio, so it's kind of fun to open it up to people. I only do it once a year, so, you know, it's a big event for us.
Does it feel like people are just coming into you because it's such your space?
Yeah, it's sort of like inviting people into your home, really, you know, because it is a very private, even more private maybe for me, you know, because this is where you were working, and, you know, I'm usually here alone, and so all of a sudden you've got all these people in your space. My first year I did it, it was a big adjustment. This is my 12th year, so.
I saw the posters on the door.
Yeah, been here a while, so.
And maybe just tell us just a little bit about your work with Warm.
Yes, I am a core coordinator of the Warm Mentor Program, and we mentor women artists. It's a two-year program. We also have just begun a short-term mentorship called a Mentor Intensive, and that runs 1 to 3 months, and then renewable for another 3 months, so up to 6 months period. Our role is to assist emerging women artists of any level to reach their potential and whatever their goals are.
Anything else you want to add about your work?
Just enjoy the gunpowder. I love, you know, working on the North Shore. I spend a lot of time up there. I did that whole piece when I was up there in July, and I consider that my inspirational source.
You can connect with the unique work of Lynn Speaker at KUMD.org under Arts, then Radio Gallery. Tune in next week as we again catch up with another Minnesota artist in their studio. This is Radio Gallery. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.